What's up, Jay?
I think you were talking earlier about birthdays.
You may know J.J. Stone as the producer of Siouxland Public Media's hip-hop show Moonwalk Radio. Stone also serves as a member of the Civil Rights Commission and was appointed by former Governor Terry Brand's dad to the State Advisory Council for Brain Injuries. Earlier this week, Stone took the assessment for Test Iowa and qualified for testing. However, he couldn't physically get tested.
You can't walk through. Someone like myself, I have to take public transportation.
Stone doesn't drive after suffering a traumatic injury at the age of a year and a half.
Ran away from my mommy and ran behind the car my dad was pulling out of the driveway and accidentally ran me over. The left side of my brain is technically considered brain dead. And that is why I suffer epilepsy, because my brain does a lot. Someone told me to take an Uber. You know how much that's going to cost?
Well, and wouldn't you put the Uber driver at risk if you did have COVID-19?
It's a big roller coaster.
The Disabilities Resource Center of Siouxland sent a letter to the state of Iowa on Wednesday expressing concern about accessibility of drive-through Test Iowa sites. Here's Executive Director Don Dew.
One of my major concerns is the fact that Test Iowa, even though it was billed as bringing more access to testing for Iowans, has actually shown to be not accessible.
Dew says he is still waiting to hear back from the governor or the Iowa Department of Public Health.
So I've always kind of lived by the phrase, if you're not at the table, you could be on the menu. And that is how I kind of feel people with disabilities are being treated here. As we go through the whole pandemic crisis, we are kind of on the menu, not only because we're at higher risk, but because we're not able to get tested. Nobody even knows how many people with disabilities have COVID-19.
J.J. Stone gave up on Test Iowa.
It violates the ADA.
He reached out to his family doctor for testing instead. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.